anticlimax, but President Norman Glendinning would like to see a few words.
We're thrilled by the quality of this production, the blend of classical songs and the songs of Scotland, and certainly showcased Marcus's vocal skills. Rotary believes that every child entering the school deserves an environment where they can enjoy their education, develop their skills, talents and personality, so that they go forward as confident young citizens on whichever path they choose. They do this, some of them do this through our youth programme. You may have learned that young Marcus, in fact, at Pennycook High School, a Pennycook High School student, entered as a vocalist in our young musician competition. And no one here could possibly doubt that, in fact, he's making a great success at this and they have a great future ahead of him. Those who attended previous concerts would be delighted to notice that Marcus was once again going to be accompanied by Michael Barnett. Michael has mesmerized us with his dexterity and skills on the piano in past concerts and excelled again this evening. The Dance of the Ridges, who would have thought? You had a wonderful pairing at URB. Now, the success of this evening would not have been possible without the hard work and dedication of Rotarian Gene Lenny, hiding in the corner of there. Obviously, we owe our thanks to St. Mungo's for the generous donation of the building for and the use of this concert tonight. So I ask you to join with me in thanking Marcus, Michael, Gene, and St. Mungo's.